Greetings, everybody. I'm James Gillen. I'm the host of eSETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS. And we're on Rumble, YouTube. Actually, we don't post much on YouTube because we keep getting censored there. But, you know, we're all over the place. VMO, eSETI Stargate TV. And I know BBS Radio goes out to, I think, 150 affiliates and I don't know how many countries. So 120 countries or something. So this is really getting out there now, which is great. Anyway, thanks to my lovely audience and hitting the like buttons and everything else. Things are moving right along. So anyway, I'm going to get into the breaking news. I said I'm straying away from that. I've got like 1/10 of the news that I do have, but I'm going to keep it short and simple. You know, there's been some reports, and we've talked about this from very reliable sources, that the EBS, the Emergency Broadcast System, will be activated between the 24th and November 4th. And everybody's asking me, hey, it didn't happen on the 24th. Well, that's not what we said. We said between the 24th and the 4th. So we've been getting different dates, and I don't think you can get an accurate exact date on any of this stuff. So we're just doing the best we can. And then, Real Raw News released an alleged statement from Julian Assange, and that changed to Mr. Poole. So we don't know what's going on, it said on the 24th, and that'll go down, it will all be dark, and you name it. So said there'll be power outages during the transition as white hats and the Earth Alliance put an end to the reign of global tyranny. So anyway, that's the stories that we've been getting. And so don't get upset if it doesn't happen exactly when and where you expect to it. But as I said before, you know, praise Allah, praise God, tie your camel. You know, we don't know. It is going to go down. I really do believe that. I'm just not sure exactly when. Anyway, they're suggesting having 10 days of supplies on hand due to disruptions. And so it is time to prepare spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So take care of yourselves, your families, your neighbors. Let go of the petty stuff. And P.S. don't shoot the messenger. If the dates are off, just reporting the news. National Guards have been activated. There's a lot of indicators that this is a go, and it's going to happen real soon. Here's some more stuff. The Biden administration has allowed over 600 migrants with ties to Trinidad, Aragua, you know, and they're tied to the murders of the young women, the police shootings and crimes in 15 states. So, you know, let's go Brandon on that one. The Biden administration has also alleviated the stress at the border by busing and flying in unvetted immigrants all across the country. I believe we've surpassed the 500,000 illegal immigrant criminals dropped off in your neighborhood. What could go wrong? Kamala's done. Stick a fork in her. It's like the Humpty Dumpty story. All the global elite and billionaires and all their deceptive press can't put Kamala back together again. So as if she ever was together. But anyway, her Orange Man Bad campaign, lying about events and words that never happened or were never said, is failing. She has no plan, no solutions. When pressed, the obvious cackle takes place for answers. So policies and issues don't matter. And, you know, if it's a close race, this doesn't speak highly of the collective consciousness of Earth. You know, imagine if something happened to Kamala and Tim Walz was president. It's like we'd have to rename America Sodom and Gomorrah, basically. So you wonder why we don't have contact with off-world visitors. I would imagine there's a beacon in space saying, do not land, primitive aggressive race, morally and integrally challenged, wait till Trump drains the swamp. So. A little more on that. Speaking of UFOs or UAPs, the new word used to turn the page on the past. Sound familiar? Cover up. The UFOs are appearing globally. There's a guy, MRB33. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. He's on YouTube. And other groups and social media are posting incredible pictures and videos recorded globally. This includes many states in America. It's becoming undeniable. UFOs are real. The cover up is over. And, you know, Let's end the 70-year plus control narrative, and find out who they are, why they're here. Have they interacted in the past with Earth? Something we've been covering up intensively. We've been covering this for 40 years at SETI, so it's clear the authentic are not welcome in the corrupted UFO community, especially if they speak of spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. I can get into details, but I won't. So now we're going to switch gears and bring on a guest I know personally and has had to endure the hurricanes, tornadoes, and has firsthand experience of what's happening in the aftermath of the disaster. So we'll let her give a short bio of her work in the community. And so we're going to bring Jenny Byers on. So on that note, are you with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Hang on one second. I got a little glitch here. Okay, my computer's acting up. Speaking of acting up, boy, I sent that message out that went out over Real Raw News and several other outlets about the EBS going off, and some people got 13 messages, some people got three, and some people got half of them said one thing and half of them said another. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. So major hacking going on, major interference. So anyway, I tell people, don't shoot the messenger. We're doing the best we can, but people are getting involved and hacking. We had a computer specialist. I talked about that. He was the webmaster for Banger, the base, and he got into my computer and was checking out, and he goes, "You have every agency in every country in your computer monitoring you." So there is a lot of interest in UFOs. May not be good. But anyway, so tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you've done a lot of workshops and classes, and you have a real spiritual background as well as firsthand experience with what's happening there on the ground.
I moved to East Tennessee in 2012 to build a spiritual retreat. So we built a tiny house retreat, and we've been building, and it's just been, DIY and, hard work, and it's just evolved over the years. But what brought me here was an awakening that I had, and I had I did experience some ET interactions and communications. And, basically they told me that I was going to be moving here and that I was going to be doing these things. And within 6 months, I had the property. So that's, just a very short, I actually wrote a book, and a lot of the story is in my book. But the most important part is that there's a reason why I was brought to this land. There's a history of Cherokee in my family, and that's where I've been able to communicate and walk between worlds. My entire family did, my grandpa all the way up. It was very normal for us. And the land that I was brought to, I found out was the direct land that my ancestors were on. And I ended up finding that out through genealogy. And goes all the way up to Dragon Canoe and Atikula Kula, who are my, fifth great grandfathers. They're a huge part of the history here. So this land is very sacred. We've got ley lines, we've got vortex energy. You feel it when you come here. And I felt like I was chosen to be here. I felt like I was gifted the land, and I felt like I was meant to do something really beautiful with it. And that's what I've been doing. We've had people in and out. It's like a small version of a SETI. We see the UFOs. We have the Sasquatch. We have all the energy here. It's just a small version of that. And I've not been to a SETI, but I've heard all the amazing stories, and my friends have been, and can't wait to go someday. So,
Yeah, we have an exclusive on UFOs. I forgot to tell you about that. And God and Bigfoot. No, I'm just kidding. There's a lot of people that actually do believe that, like the Billy Meyer believes they have an exclusive on God and ET, and it's amazing. I go,
Oh,
what? Yeah.
okay.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I
That's
had to put
okay.
that
Yeah. Well, I didn't even believe in Bigfoot until I moved up here, and one of the Cherokee from the reservation told me that I lived on the land of the Watchers, and my 6-year-old saw the Bigfoot first. He came in, and you can just tell when your kids see things. He wasn't lying, and I was like, hang on a second. I didn't know Bigfoot would be in Tennessee. It was kind of weird. I mean, I'm open to it, but I didn't, it kind of freaked me out a little bit. But then, I got all kinds of confirmation, and there's different varieties, but we definitely have the spiritual version. We've got the prints, we've got we've got all the signs of them, and when we do ceremonies here, they show up, they knock, they show up, people see them and things. And they're a part of the awakening. They're definitely the good, higher vibrational version. People come in, they're kind of scared. So no need to be scared. It's actually beautiful. I was a little
Did
scared at
you see
first.
what happened just right before I left the ranch in Washington? Bigfoot, I saw it coming, and there was this group there, and they were doing a talk about Bigfoot, and they had this woman, and she was talking about Bigfoot, and there's a lot. I had to just be quiet because it wasn't my group, and I was sitting there listening, and I was going, oh God, there's some things I really wanted to say, and I didn't. So I told him, I said, since you've been talking about Bigfoot, he's probably going to come. And he's probably going to come tonight. So if you get your car shaken or something happens, don't worry about it. Don't freak out. And sure enough, that night, there's a woman and she did a whole video of it, her experience. And Bigfoot came up and just shook her car really strong. And she said, nothing can shake a car like that. And then it just walked off, And I said, he's just getting you ready. He's just playing with you. They're like a big bull in a china shop, but
It's so funny. We have the funniest stories. And they always mess with the people who are most scared here. They throw rocks at they throw rocks out of the forest, and they'll knock on the cabin doors and stuff. I mean, we have the funniest stories, and people will come running up from the cabins just terrified, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so they have the best sense of humor. So yeah, we have a lot of fun with that.
I'm curious, do you ever put out trail cameras to see if you can catch them?
I haven't. No,
Because
actually, we did a long time ago when we first came, and the only thing I got on a trail camera was some strange man on my property, which was so weird. And I was like, okay, some man is stalking my property. That's all we got. But I did put out
that's all
food.
we got too. We got tons
Okay.
of witnesses, a lot of kids, children have seen them
Yeah.
up close and personal,
Yeah.
everything else. But I was telling people they're putting game cameras up, and I said, I think they can see the infrared coming off the game camera, and they're not gonna,
No.
they just seem to know they're there. And every once in a while you'll catch one off guard, but it's very rare.
Yeah,
They're very intelligent.
yeah. I mean, the first time I heard it, I was sitting by the fire and it was really late, and I was feeling really connected. I was actually channeling for a friend, and the knocking started, and I got up and I ran. Like I went into shock, but I ran to the forest, and I was going to run into the forest, and a voice told me to stop, and it stopped me right at the edge of the forest. And it was like just something literally stopped me, and then it kind of shook me, and I walked back to the fire, and I said, "What was I going to do? Like, just run up to it?" It was like I was in shock and I was excited, but yeah, because I'd never heard it before, so.
They're interesting. We put peanut butter out for them, and they take the lid off, and it has to be organic or they won't eat it. And they take the lid off, scoop it out, eat it, put the lid back on, and put it back on the post. And I tell people, you tell me what animal can do that. The
Right.
raccoon maybe could get the lid off, but he's not gonna put the lid back on and put it back up on the post, for a
Right.
refill. So it's
It's
and
so
then
awesome.
we have the prints and everything too. We have
Yeah.
I have a friend that has a size, I think he has a size 11 shoe, and this print was twice as big, even over twice as big as his shoe, probably almost three, two and a half, three times bigger than his
Wow.
shoe, with huge strides on it,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
that was about a mile away from the ranch. But I'm not sure who that guy is, but we have quite a few. We have some families that come through on a regular basis.
I have a family. I have a lady that came. She was a friend of Barbara Marciniak, and she came here, and she said when she drove up my driveway, she said she heard you're in Sasquatch country, and she's like, Jenny, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I think I'll see one. And she saw a juvenile, and we do see the juvenile prints, and we have the trees that are just grabbed and split in two, There's no way anyone could do that. They just grab them and they just split my trees and some of my red buds. And I'm like, can you not split my red buds? That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, they do that. We have a one named DeLockie. His name, he's a juvenile and he's a trickster, and he runs up to people and skids and stops and lets them see him, and then he runs off, and you can swear
Oh my gosh.
him laughing, but he loves to do that. And
Oh,
he's just
I love it.
having fun,
Yeah. Well, what a great place for them to be free because people are so afraid and they don't understand. The natives, the Cherokee at the reservation, they talked to us about them, and they interacted with them all the time. They had telepathy with them. It was a they were a part of their reality. So, they said that when they did vision quests, they would come and they would support the awakening, support the consciousness. And when we've done vision quests, they've shown up for those. So I know that they're here for a reason. I know that it's a beautiful thing. We just get over our fear. They yoo-hoo at people here, and it's really funny. So yeah, I mean, we're blessed with them, and I feel like it's sacred. I don't feel like they would just be anywhere. I think they know where they're safe. I think it's definitely a divine experience for us.
I know you've gone through hell there, and I don't even sure if you have a road into your place yet or not, but are you still doing gatherings or workshops or anything, or are you still kind of in the survival mode?
We actually are closed for the winter. We're kind of like a study where we close for the winter months. We open again in the spring. So we will do one more gathering here. We're going to have a gathering on the 3rd of November, and that'll be the last one of the year, and then we'll open again in the spring. But yeah, we're good, and we can continue, definitely.
Good.
Yeah.
How would people find out about that? We'll put a link up during the show,
Okay.
into the show, but what's the best way for people to get a hold of you? And actually, if people want to, I know you're kind of strapped with a lot of extra bills and propane and everything and keeping your generators going and everything. So, if you have a web page that has a little donation button or something, that'd be great.
Okay. I mean, we don't, but they can always email me, and they can reach out, definitely. Yeah, my website, it's spiritreunionsanctuary.com. So we can I can send that to you.
Great. Yeah, you can
Yeah.
put a little PayPal button up or something like
I
that.
could do that. I could do
Yeah,
that.
because I mean, you don't have to carry this burden yourself. I mean, that's what
No,
it's all about.
thank you.
But the one thing I wanted to say is that, I mean, you have firsthand account of what's happening there, and I'm hearing everything from, oh, we got it under control, FEMA's here, no worries, to FEMA's like, they're the strong arm of the global elite that's trying to take the land back. I've heard everything under the sun, but I kind of, the people on the ground, the boots on the ground, those are the people that I listen to, and especially concerning the blocking of getting materials and supplies and food and medicine to people and things like that, and blocking scattering donations, with helicopters, everything, all that stuff's being filmed. What's your take on what's happening there?
Yeah, so let me just start with a little bit, just a history of how this like occurred for us, because we were watching the radar, and I felt like we can manipulate other, because in my native background, we learned this as a kid. My grandpa taught me as a kid how to use my energy to affect the weather. I grew up as a little kid being able to do that. He would teach me how to make clouds disappear and things, and I was really good at that. And so I went out and I did my thing because it was headed right for my property. So I used my energy and I was, just moving it on. And at last minute, it turned and it went 30 miles away from my property. So my property didn't get a direct hit. But I am right on the river. I'm about 500 feet up from the river. So that's where all the damage was. And then of course we lost power. But it was really strange because I woke up in the morning and I saw that it had missed my property, and we got some rain, we got some wind, we were picking up some limbs and things, but no real damage. And then that night, my cell phone went SOS, which had never happened. And then by morning, we went down the mountain, and that's when we realized that the river had gone up so high and had crossed the road, and that all of our bridges were gone. But we still had not lost power. We didn't lose power until maybe 2, 3 in the afternoon. Everything was just very strange, the way it worked out, like just the order of things. We never got notices on our phones. We never got emergency alerts. None of the fire stations set off alarms. Like, it's typical. It's just like Maui, how nobody was alerted. There's no reason why we shouldn't have been alerted. But after all of it happened, we started just, our phones started blowing up with alerts after the fact, telling us to shelter in place, telling us not to leave our houses, And so that was when we figured out, something's really wrong, something's really bad. And, when you go down the mountain and you see that you're now on, you're in a, on an island. I mean, we were surrounded by water on all sides. We couldn't get out. And, I've been preparing for a while. Like, we all know that, things are a little shaky. And so I've been preparing, but I had gotten very laxed. I had not filled my propane tanks. And, so I had, there were a lot of things that I was frustrated with myself about because I was like, I've been prepping for so long and I'm here, I am not prepared. So it was a good test in preparedness. But we ended up, helicopters started coming down. We had a gas station that there was no power, but one gas station stayed open and took cash. So it allowed us to go in and get some things. And then the Dollar General, which should have stayed open, did not, and we all know who owns Dollar General. So I just noticed that. I was like, okay, so we've got these mom and pop shops that are staying open, taking care of the people, but these corporate places closed, no, and so it's interesting when things like this happen to see who's doing what. So helicopters started landing down at the school. This community was amazing. They started setting up so quickly. I'm in a small mountain community. People started bringing in their grills. They started bringing food, and then helicopters started coming down within 26 hours. They're bringing us water. They were grilling out. All the little kids were playing at the school playground. It was literally like a big community party. And they were making it fun for the kids. And the kids, it was just, there was an energy there that was amazing to see. It's one of the reasons I love being in East Tennessee. It's a heart-centered community. There's a different energy here. I think the people that are here are called here. These are Crystal Mountains. There's an energy, and it's you just feel cared for and taken care of. So we grilled out, and everything. We realized that we weren't going anywhere, that there's no way to get out anywhere. All the bridges are gone. So we're scrambling, and I think what was the most bizarre to me is that I have no way to communicate with anybody. So nobody, not my family, nobody knows what's going on. You guys in the outside world, we realized, had no idea. For days, you guys had no idea what was going on here. That
No.
was very surreal for us because, mainstream media wasn't covering it. It was just like we were hit and then we were just left. And everybody was just dealing with it. And we found, I really thought that the state of Tennessee, I thought it was the county. I thought that were bringing in the helicopters that were taking care of us. And it wasn't. It was a group from Oklahoma, Grindstone. And they came all the way from Oklahoma. They were here within 26 hours getting supplies to us. That was amazing to me. And we have all the ATVs are running up and down. We're these mountain kids on their ATVs bringing stuff, and they finally got a bridge cleared. And it took us 3 hours to get across the bridge, and this whole community lined up to get out and go get propane or whatever we needed. So we sat for 3 hours waiting as one at a time could cross this bridge because it had cracks in it. And so you're like risking your life to go across the bridge. But you know, the cars were lined up for like 2 miles, and it's like a party. We're all out there talking and you know, community and you know, everybody's got their Trump hats on in Tennessee, and we're all talking about Trump. So, you know, it was just an, you know, an amazing experience. And then, you know, I've got a lot of friends in North Carolina, but it took so long for us to finally get connected, contact. I'm trying to find out if anybody in my friend circle has been harmed, you know. Turns out I don't know anyone that has been harmed. Most of my friends just lost power. And we've created Zoom calls now and networks, and we stay in touch. So I feel like in the end, in summary, what I've experienced personally and what I think is the big picture of this is that I have no doubt that we were attacked. I have no doubt that this was geoengineered. We are now, you know, we can see on the radar where they're using the 5G towers and they're put planes and they're cloud seeding, you know, all the things that they did. We're pretty convinced that this was a direct attack on our area. And I'll tell you, I have had when you go through something like this, it makes you feel really uneasy that they could actually do this to us. You know, it's shocking. It's traumatic that they could actually create something like this and do this and get away with it. And so we've
I don't think
all,
they're going to get away with it. I think it's, I always say karma's a little
yeah.
slow, but it does.
Yeah, and so what I've seen, I've been listening to friends that have lost everything, like you know, people that have friends that have lost everything, and one of the things they were saying is a lot of these people up here were preppers. A lot of these people are, you know, we know what's going on. They're very awake. It's a very awake community. And this one girl was saying that she lost all of her prep supplies. Her everything went down the river. And she said, "You know, I've decided not to prep." She said, "I think I'm over prepping because she's like, we were taken care of, you know, we were taken care of." And I think in the realize that that's what it's going to be. Like we are stronger than ever, and we realize that we can survive this. We did okay. It's made us come together. We're seeing miracles happen all over the place. And so as that negative timeline is running and all the things they're doing on that negative timeline, we're amping up that positive timeline. This is waking people up hugely, and they just mess with the wrong people. We are a different breed up here, you know? We're very connected, and you know, we've been awake up here for a very long time, you know, a lot of us. So a lot of us moved here for that reason. You know, so you know, I feel like it's everything they do backfires, like you said. Everything they do exposes them and backfires. And no, FEMA is doing whatever FEMA's going to do. They're not taking care of the people. It's the people taking care of the people up here. And
Well,
I feel,
they're taking care of the people. They're just illegal aliens. That's right.
yeah,
I
that's
think we had
right.
something like 29 billion that was set
Oh my.
aside to take care of these natural disasters. And
Yeah.
they go, "I'm sorry, we're empty. We got to bring Congress in to put some more." And they go, "Where'd the money go?" And they
Yeah.
go, "Oh, it's going to the credit cards and the hotel rooms and
Right.
busing illegal aliens all over the country, I'm
And
not being
yet
political. This is just fact."
they can print the money. I mean, all of it's bull. It's just all of it's nonsense. So one of the things I did, and I want to talk about this because we're talking about everyone's concerned about land grabs, and you know, they realize that you know they're condemning people's properties because of the toxins. So we get it, you know, that they are toxic. All the things that went down that river, it's definitely toxic. But we have in Asheville area and all around, we have permaculturists that are amazing, and they're on it. They're ready to plant the hemp, and you know, all of this can be restored. You know, we have so many organic herbalists here. You know, we have all the natural healers here. This area is just full of it, of all these spiritual people, and they're gonna clean up the land. And one of the things that I did is I put my property in a private trust, and then I went down and I moved my deed, my property into the private trust. And I feel like this is really important for us to get ourselves protected in the private. And we can get into the law and the legal, but I think it's relevant because we have to realize how we've played along in this fraudulent system and how we can, properly protect ourselves. So it's one of the things that I was doing. I went and spoke to Grindstone, and I said, if you have anybody who feels like their land is being taken, contact me and let's move them into the private. And the truth is that we all should be doing it anyway. We should all be doing this at this point, moving ourselves completely out of their fraudulent contracts where we play dead and we pretend that, they've got power over us. So that's another thing I wanted to share with you that we're doing here. We've worked with a group. There's a group in North Carolina that have for the last couple of years have been c they've created community committees of safety. And these are communities that are coming together, and they've been successful in getting corrupt politicians to resign. So they're doing big things over there, and they've got their act together. And every state really needs to come together in this, and every county. And I have information on that. So, if these are things that I feel are really important and beneficial going forward for everybody.
Yeah, we'll have to talk further on that. I patented my land, and then I was given, it was in the family and it was turned over to me. It was another 30 acres that I sold to family relatives and they lost. It's a long story. And so it was in the will, when my parents died, it was turned back over to me. And they won't even let me change the title on it. These guys are so against what I'm doing at the county. They won't let me change the title. They won't let me. It's unbelievable. It's insane. I go, you can't do this. And
No.
I hired a lawyer, which I shouldn't have done. And they just told the lawyer to F off, basically. And I go, the lawyer goes, I can't help you. I don't know what they said. I've showed them the law. I show them that they have to do this and everything else. And they say, we don't have to do anything. It's just unbelievable. I'm not trying to make this all about me, but I know exactly what you're talking about. And I'll
Yeah.
have to talk to you more about that. I'm sure you can give me some ideas on.
Well, the organization that I work with here, they're really amazing, and they've got I think four attorneys now who relinquished their bar, and they're just working on the law side. And
Yeah,
that's
that's
what we
what I
need.
need. I need
That's
something
what
like
we need.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'll definitely give you that
Because
information. And it, you know, if
I did.
anybody,
Oh, go ahead.
well, if anybody is interested on this call, we can also post that organization if they want to reach out to them,
Great.
and learn
Yeah.
about.
Yeah, I'll have Jason get that.
Okay.
I need some, because what I did in anyway, I cited all the laws that they broke and everything, and I demanded, their title, their name, and their bond and everything.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at right now. And the refute, we're not getting any cooperation from, they're not giving me any of that information, but that's where
Yeah.
it's at, right? It's at right now where they're like, oh shit, and but it's still, it's not getting changed over. But I think in about 3 months, everything's going to be different. I mean, we're going to go back to common law, and I think JSR is going to be activated. And so I'm kind of holding off for that. But I know there's some things I need to do in the meantime. And I love how the universe works. I mean, you're sitting there talking about exactly what I need to do, how things come together. But
Yeah, we're waking up. And let me just share about this
sure.
because I think this is so amazing. So we know that they've created a fictional reality. So a fictional system is running right alongside this organic
Yeah.
system. And I see them as two completely different timelines. And so the artificial timeline we've been playing along in for a long time, And now we're realizing that we get to choose, and where we focus is where what we're going to see and what we're going to amplify. Focus is really important. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it looks like they're doing, we are the ones that have the creative power. And people are saying this that have been working over there in Asheville. They're like, the government has no power. Like, where are they? They're not even doing anything. And it's like this just monster under the bed that we think is, like the movie Avatar. We talked about that, that they've got all the big guns and we're just the little people in the land, but we really are the power and we really are the creators here. And we're waking up to realize that. And this organization I was working with, his name is Paul, and we were having a talk about the legal versus the law. And he said something that was just such a powerful light bulb moment for me, because he said, natural law, God's law, is equity, right? So it's in inequity. If there's a harm, there's always a remedy that's required to right the wrong. And he said, those that have created this artificial reality knew this. They are bound by universal law, by natural law. They're bound by it, just like everybody. And he said they already created the remedy. The remedy exists. They had to create it. And it's up to us to find it. It's up to us to realize, and that's what we're doing, is we're figuring out the remedy. So I'm sorry. I have, and Paul's calling me right now. Okay, there we go. Sorry. Okay, so I feel like this is like the 100th monkey. When we figure it out, and enough of us figure it out, and enough of us remove ourselves and say, nope, we're not playing along anymore. We're actually not, we're not dead. You don't have control. We're coming back from the dead. I think that this is going to be, a game changer at a whole other level. And it requires us to remember who we are. And I said, that's brilliant. It's actually brilliant, because we do have to remember who we are in order to access the remedy. So there's that. And it's exciting. And I'm going through all that process, and I'm learning. And so I guess I feel like, I used to kind of wait around for Nisara. And for a long time, we've been talking about it for how long now?
Seventies.
And yeah, and I think it's just made me feel so much more empowered to just step into this and just do it for myself, and know that I'm doing it regardless. And and the abundance comes through this as well, because you now are accessing your own abundance through this process, and it's there, and people are doing that. So it's exciting. That's how I feel. It's exciting. Like, we're finally getting it.
I think my thing is, I think, I mean, we all got to do our part, and the more pressure we can put on them, the better. But the I really feel, and I'm not waiting for this to happen, but I really feel that we are going to go back to the global one, Jesara, and the EBS is going to happen here pretty real soon. I've always said no, it's not going to happen. Everybody's waiting, going, ah. No, I don't have to do anything, I'm gonna be a billionaire, and I'm gonna do this. And they had their boats and their houses all lined up. And I go, guys, this is supposed to be humanitarian, funds and things like that. And it's funny how they could dismiss that right away. And I said, there's a lot of, I know going down to Mexico, there's a lot of villages that don't even have water. They don't have bathrooms. They don't have, and I said, come on, it's like, let's get some projects like that, or help out, and but anyway, to make a long story short, basically, but the I really think, and I don't want to give people, I mean, we have to do our part. I don't want people to think that everything's going to be done for you, but I really think things are going in that direction where when Jasara gets activated, when the military steps up to the plate and the EBS goes off, that's in Jasara, that we go back to natural law, that we go back to all these things, and these agencies are all, they've already been neutered basically, because the Supreme Court's already neutered most of the agencies, and they don't, I think it was the Chevron case, they don't even have the right to enforce what they're doing, And they've made laws, and they can't make, only Congress can make laws. So they've made all these rules and regulations and call them law, but they're not. They're just rules and regulations, and they can't enforce them. They have no power to do that whatsoever. And people have to realize that. Just say, you know, is this a rule? There's a rule and a regulation, or is this law, you know?
I mean, yeah, it's the difference between the private and the public. We've been pretending in public, we're not. We're in the private. We're gonna move everything to the private. No, no jurisdiction. We have no jurisdiction over private. You know, it's our standing. It's where we stand and which side of the line are you standing on? You got to move yourself over. So, you know, and it's a spiritual experience. It's ex
It
it,
is.
this is all spiritual,
Yeah.
really. And you know, it's not
I
just
was going,
about that.
who died and made you God? You know. And
Exactly.
it's so true, because these guys do think they're God. They think they're gods over God's law. You know, it's like, I was trying to explain to people on the last show. Somebody asked in the question and Q&A, they go, how can these people do this, do what they're doing? And they said it's so inhuman. I said, bingo, you got it.
Exactly.
They're not human. And
Yes.
I said, there's seen and unseen negative influences. There's people that sold their soul to these influences, and there's no humanity in them. And these are the guys that are doing this right now. And you got to factor that in, because it doesn't make sense without it.
That's right. And you know, that's what Paul and I were talking about because you know, when you really realize the system that they created is so genius to enslave all of us. It's actually so intelligent how they did it. And Paul said, you know, we've concluded that we don't think that a human could actually have done this. It's too complex. It's too intelligent. We're not that smart, you know? It's like incredible. So I
I
agree.
cover that when I do the self-mastery courses. I cover the chain of command from the darkest levels to the highest levels. And people go, God, that totally makes sense now. And I said, there's so much inhumanity on the planet because there's non-human interference. And you've got to realize, whatever you want to call it, demonic, reptilian, negative grays, there's astral beings, discarnate humans that are really messed up, and they're still messed up, you know. There's a lot of those influences going on, and they don't care about you, your family, or humanity. They're at war with creator and creation. And you have to understand
Absolutely.
that. If you don't understand that, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's a spiritual battle we're in right now. And
Exactly.
everything is happening in the unseen. You know, everything happening in the unseen. So you know, we have to get back to being able to pay attention. There's a lot of stuff going on, and there's a lot of an amping up of the dark forces in everybody's lives. I've noticed that. I've noticed it in my own life, and I've had to be more diligent in my own life. So I definitely feel like that this is something that we have to pay attention to, and we have to get stronger in the light. We have to get stronger in as that gets stronger, we have to get stronger. So it's coming together. I think it's important that people come together. What we're seeing over in Asheville and here in East Tennessee, the way that we've come together, we're showing the world how this is done. This is amazing because I remember watching what they did in Maui, and this is the same thing. And I just felt like those people folded, and I just felt like there wasn't the sense of community there. And I thought, how are they just letting this happen? And when it happened here, I said, you know, they have messed with the mountain people. These people aren't gonna play. They're not gonna lay down and take it. You know, they're fighting back. So it's awesome. I feel like they've just messed with the wrong people, and I think it's gonna backfire more than they realize.
I don't think Maui's over. I know people that were part of that, and they lost homes, apartments, and businesses, and everything. And I'm not going to mention their names, but from the very beginning, I gave them all the information. This is what really happened, and I showed them all the evidence and everything, and they're gone. And so they all sat down and had a little powwow, the elders there, and everything. And so they're very aware of what happened, and they are getting together, and
Good.
there's some huge lawsuits, and they aren't folding. They said, no, you're
Good.
not going to build your smart city here and things like that. So
Oh, that's so good. I'm
yeah,
so
so
glad.
there are people that are I think in the beginning they're just shocked, and they just couldn't believe what happened, and they didn't know how it could happen. And then once they got all the information, they go, okay, now we know who's involved.
That's
And
great. That's good because, we weren't seeing any of that. I was just
yeah.
seeing FEMA was, kicked everybody out and had completely taken control of all that. And I was just like, oh my gosh, people, don't let them do this, and they aren't letting them do it here. And they're not allowing FEMA to do that here. So it's
Yeah,
good.
that's good. They the there's so much going on right now, and I tell people, work, it's not a war of flesh and bones. I mean, it does come down to that eventually, but it's a spiritual war going on, and we've done whole shows, and in the self-mastery classes, I teach people how to heal unseen negative influences, how to sense when they're at play.
Oh, awesome.
You're feeling all these negative energies, you're having a lot of accidents, you're feeling, you feel like you're being attacked, and you're getting hit in the solar plexus. And I sh show people all the symptoms of that you're under attack, and then this is how you clear it. And
Awesome.
now it's even on the back of my card. The healing prayer is on the back of my business card. And now people are going, yeah, there are unseen influences going around. They're figuring it out, and they're shocked. When they call me up, they go, yeah, you got this and this going on, and we clear it, and they go, God, I feel great. What's going on? I go, it wasn't yours. Those emotional outbursts and that anger and those thoughts and the suicidal thoughts and everything you're going through were not your thoughts. And you've got to set boundaries.
I truly feel that humans are benign in nature. I feel like humans are we're just vessels for energy, but I feel like for the most part we're good. We have tendencies toward good. And anything of the negative is definitely a negative force influence. And my mom says, because I can hear my mom in spirit, and she always says, you're always channeling something. Your vessels for channeled energy, you're always channeling something. If it's negative, you're channeling a negative energy. If it's positive, you're connecting to your high self, your spirit. And you have to be aware and not entertain anything that's a negative thought, because she says it's connected to lower entities. We use your prayer. So I do a Zoom call. I've got a really good group, and we meet each week, and we do your prayer. And I loved, you taught me something that I loved back in 2020. We had a situation with somebody that I felt like was very dark, and that it was you and I were both around. And your answer to that was, I'm just going to let the light handle it. And you just said light. And I mean, it was within like an hour that it all unraveled and got exposed. And I said, well, that was quick. I was like, oh my gosh, so that's how I handle it now. I tell everybody, I'm like, just send the light in to handle it. It just handles it. It's
Yeah,
amazing.
I go meet my little friend, meet my 17-foot lion being, or something like that. But I work with all the other masters, Yeshua and Babaji and the other known masters, Kuan Yin and Mary, very closely. I work with her. And it's funny because I think I told you this. My grandmother was Cherokee, my mother was half Cherokee, I believe. And so I have a real fondness for the Cherokee tradition, and the I know that's why we have a connection. I can feel the spiritual connection between us. We're on the kind of like the same wavelength. But there's so much going on right now. I tell people, you got to realize we are in end time madness, and the chaos is because of the light coming in. There's so much consciousness and energy pressing in right now. It's pushing everything up. The veils are coming down, the masks are coming off. And you got to get centered in your own personal connection with Creator, and keep your humor. Your humor is out. If you don't keep your humor, you're not going to make it through this.
That's funny. I just said this. I was talking to my friend, and I was like, okay, I need the comedians to come up here. Things have gotten a little too serious up here. We need to have some fun, and we need to laugh for sure. It's so powerful. And I said,
We need to bring me up there with my spiritually incorrect humor. I get so out there. I have people belly laughing. They can't believe it. They just fall off their chairs half
Oh,
the time.
that's great. That's so great.
And
I'm the same. Yeah.
that's when
The
you
same.
open up. People don't realize when you're just busting up like that and
Yeah.
laughing, that's healing. And you're opening up the higher frequency energies, and
Yes.
you can't walk around in robes and sandals and talking these and thous and not deal with your own shadow side and think
Right.
enlightened. When you're authentic, you're being enlightened and you master judgment. And you just have fun. That really
Laugh at
upsets a lot of
yourself.
people.
Yeah, laugh at yourself. Yeah, I mean, I tell people all the time when they come up here, I'm like, I can't do the serious spiritual thing. Okay? I'm like, this is not a serious spiritual place. We make fun of ourselves, we make fun of things. Like it's like we're real goofy up here. And people you just see people start to lighten up and be fun and be free. And we do a lot of singing and we do karaoke. We just have fun.
Yeah, everybody has their own unique purpose for being here. So if you're trying to be somebody else, you're disconnected from your soul, and your soul's connected to the creator, so people don't remember that. And a lot of these, I hate to say it, a lot of religions and things actually, they push fear, guilt, unworthiness, and try to make you all wear sandals and white robes, and it doesn't work. It's actually
No.
antichrist, basically. But anyway, I
Well,
think we're running out of time here. We just got
okay.
a minute left. But what is the best way for people to contact you, to get a hold of you, to maybe send you some frog skins to help out, or
Yeah.
help your neighbors out, or
Well, I have I'm gonna send some things to you, like some organizations that I think, if people are interested in donating, I've got about five places that if you
Great,
can
great.
post those, these are really, really good places doing amazing things. People are stepping into their roles now because we came here for certain things. We're activating our roles, which is powerful, and I feel like that was an important thing I wanted to say.
Hey, I want to say one thing. What's the guy's name? I forgot it. The Grindstone Ministries.
Bear Independent is what he goes by. That's his YouTube.
That guy has a purple heart. I mean, that
Yeah.
guy is just on it.
I
He's
love him.
like, yeah. I
I
mean,
love
they should like fire FEMA and put him in there.
him. I know. I agree. I love it. Am I okay, so this is my book. Okay. So this book is funny. Okay. So this is a funny spiritual journey. It's all about my goofy life and how I ended up here. And, it's got humor and it's got all the story in it. And there's that. And then my website is spiritreunionssanctuary.com, and then spiritreunions@gmail.com is my email. You can
Great.
reach me there.
Awesome.
This was fun.
It's great. I'm really great to connect with you again and get you on the show and cover what's happening there. It's very enlightening and cutting through the nonsense. But I really think we've got a big flip coming, and it's going to be a little chaotic, but afterwards it's going to be awesome. And we
I'm
can
excited about that.
I'll come out to Tennessee and you can come out to Yosemite, and we'll do some classes and some workshops and things.
That'd be awesome. It'd be fun. Thanks for having me on, James. It was
All
really
right.
good.
Yeah, keep your head up. I know
Thanks.
you're a great mirror for others there, helping people get through these times. And I can't thank you enough for all the work you've been doing. And all I can say is keep up the good
Likewise.
work. And I really want to check into more of my Cherokee ancestry up there one of these days. I know
Well,
I have the Cherokee card and the driver's license
yeah.
and some things,
Nice.
because
We
I
might
have
be
it.
related.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. That would be funny. I know. As soon as I met you, I go, God, I feel like I know her from somewhere. It was like it's probably that Cherokee lineage. But anyway, all righty, we got to sign off. We're out of time, unfortunately. So thanks for coming on the show, and keep up the good work. And I always tell
Thanks.
everybody, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent,
Yeah.
and we'll get through these times. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
Good night.